Hello, today the church celebrates the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The scripture readings for today's Mass may be found at usccb.org. Click on the Daily Readings tab at the top of the page, and then click the readings for today's Mass. A woman fell off her deck one day and broke her arm and tore her rotator cuff. Toward the end of her long and painful rehabilitation, her doctor recommended that she take up some activity to work the small muscles in her hands to keep them from atrophying. She asked if she could resume her knitting again, and the doctor said that would be perfect. She had been knitting off and on for about 30 years, but wasn't terribly good at it, and she thought the demands of family and career made time much too precious to spend knitting. But under doctor's orders, she took up her needles once again. She came to enjoy the soothing motion of the needles, the exhilaration of putting together a project and seeing it come to life in her hands. She found that she did some of her best thinking when she knitted, jotting down notes on a pad that she kept nearby. And she liked the way that she felt while knitting, calm and serene, untroubled by the restless boredom that normally plagued her whenever she tried to sit still. Her spirit rose to the challenge of creating something and anticipating the joy of those who would be warmed by the sweaters, hats, and scarves that she would make. And she continued knitting a long time after her arm and shoulder healed. What began as orthopedic therapy became a spiritual practice of sorts for her. She said that the making of crafts is soul work. In the midst of complexity, handicrafts provide simplicity. In the midst of movement and noise, they make space for silence and solitude. They're slower rhythms and are rhythms of earth itself, she said. In doing them, we connect to our deepest selves and to all the generations of craftspeople who came before us, creating warmth and beauty with the humble work of their hands. We all need soul work. A holy, out-of-the-way place where we can escape the clamor of the marketplace and the tyranny of our calendars and things-to-do lists, to experience the peace of being alone with God, to listen to the voice of God in the quiet of our hearts, to know the holy, soulful joy of doing simple, humble things for others. Jesus invites us to create spaces for prayer in our lives, and make quiet time in our days to recenter our lives in the life and the love of God.